HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Modi on Friday interacted with healthcare professionals in his constituency Varanasi. He lauded doctors, nurses and paramedical staff for their efforts in fighting COVID-19. The Prime Minister choked during his speech as he remembered those who lost their lives due to COVID-19. He also took stock of the functioning of various COVID hospitals in the city. A Sessions Court in Goa acquitted former editor-in-chief of Tuhilka magazine Trun Tejpal in a rape case. He was accused of sexually assaulting a female colleague inside an elevator. Tejpal, who founded Tuhilka magazine, in 2013. He was later freed on bail. A statement in the name of Tejpal thanked the court for its rigorous, impartial and fair trial. The Goa government later said it will challenge his acquittal in the High Court. Dera Sachcha Sardar Chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh was granted parole on Friday. Ram Rahim was given the relief so that he can look after his ailing mother. He had sought parole 4 days ago. Ram Rahim was taken to Gurugram to meet his mother amid heavy police security. Before this, the Dera Sachcha Sardar Chief was given a day's parole in October last year. That time too, Ram Rahim had requested to meet his mother who was in a Gurugram hospital. Op Bharadwaj, India's first Dronacharya awardee coach in boxing, died on Friday. The 82-year-old passed away after battling prolonged illness and age-related issues. Bharadwaj was India's national boxing coach from 1968 to 1989 and also served as national selector. Under his tutelage, Indian pugilists won a number of medals in various tournaments. In 2008, Bharadwaj had taught some boxing techniques to Congress leader Rajiv Gandhi. Women with a history of weight cycling have increased rates of insomnia, a study has pointed out. Weight cycling involves losing and regaining 10 pounds or more, even once. The researchers analyzed data on 506 women for the study. The women represented every stage of adult life. About 60% of the women identified themselves as a racial minority. The study has been published in the Journal of Cardiovascular Nursing.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.